Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
Welcome to the MoneyWise podcast. This is Sheetal. And yes, you have heard plenty about wellness in recent times. That has come into sharper focus: physical wellness, mental wellness, and indeed, along with that, financial wellness. And it turns out that the first two that I mentioned are interconnected or linked to the latter, your sense of financial well-being. So we've decided to catch up with an expert who has experience in both arenas. He is a physician and a cardiologist himself. His name is Dr. Amit Modgil. And he has been part of Suman Hospital in Ludhiana for a long, long time now. And he has, as a physician, over 27 years of experience. In addition to that, like I said, this is an intersection of disciplines. So yes, Dr. Modgil also has been an investor himself and has keenly watched that space for a long time. So we are going to have the benefit of his wisdom from both sides at our disposal today. Thank you so much, Dr. Modgil, for joining us on the show. Welcome to the MoneyWise podcast. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much, Sheetal, for making me a part of this MoneyWise series.
And it's a very important aspect of wellness today when we talk about that subject, right? Financial well-being is a big part of it, because sometimes your mental wellness is deeply linked to your anxieties and worries on account of your finances. And here you are to tell us more about this. And you're a great believer yourself, Dr. Modgil, in keeping an eye on health, personal as well as financial, right from the start. So do you think the two of them are connected? And if so, how do you see the connection happening?
Oh, yes, certainly. They are very well connected. And I believe that if a person is financially healthy, he can take care of his personal health in a better way. And being financially healthy, it gives you more time and resources to take care of your health, be it physical health or mental health. Right. And moreover, if you are financially healthy, it instills more confidence in one's body language.
What does an individual do in order to maintain wellness, whether as a person, you know, in physical, mental senses, or as an investor? What do they do to maintain a high quality, for example, of their investment portfolio and themselves?
Okay, as you very rightly mentioned, my bio writer, that I'm a consultant physician by profession. So right. As a physician, our chief aim is to apprise our patients or people of the ill effects of poor lifestyle, which ultimately can lead on to chronic ailments like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, and brain strokes. Right. And for personal health, we advocate the benefits of keeping a healthy lifestyle, which includes keeping one physically fit and active in any of the activities like walking, cycling, running, swimming, or jogging. Right. So in addition, we advise people to eat healthy diet, which is a good balance of all the nutrients. So that's the physical part of the advice. So likewise, I am also a big proponent of keeping balance in one's investment journey. Mm-hmm. By balance, I imply that you have to be disciplined, you have to be diversified, patient, and regular in one's investment process. Right. Just like staying healthy is not a one day, one week, or one month process. It's a long-term commitment. Same holds true in investments also, in which we should have a long-term commitment, and it should not be a short-term speculative effort. Right. So in a way, personal health and financial health, it has more or less similar approach to attaining well-being. So they are quite akin to each other. You have to be committed long-term, and it has to be a continuous process, and you have to be disciplined.
And thank you for drawing the parallels between both the spheres of life indeed for us. Dr. Modgil puts things in perspectives. Now, when we look back, right, and we see how the pandemic really affected our lives, it was a nightmare. It was a massive challenge that we faced physically and also from a sense of being well. Global economies, of course, were also affected in terms of finance and investment too. There were, you know, rough waters that we ran into. And people the world over were deprived of their livelihood. Lots of them lost all their savings in these last 2 years on account of the tribulations and trials that the pandemic brought on them. Have you seen Indian investors being able to weather the storm better, or were they also significantly affected?
Yeah, Sheetal, as you pointed out, pandemic times, they were nightmarish for most of the globe, I would say. Right. In addition to losing family members, people, they lost their source of incomes. Lots of small businesses, they were shut down, and employees who were working, they were laid off. And it was really a very, very tough time for an ordinary man. And only those people who had deep pockets and who were prudent investors prior to the onset of this pandemic, they, I guess they were able to weather the storm. And rest, and people who were living by the day, they were really hardened by this pandemic. It was a very, very tough time for majority of the people. Barring a few, it was very, very tough.
Yeah, I mean, so generally speaking, everyone has been affected in some way or the other, the pandemic, which brings me to this other concept. Another way, in fact, in that health and finance are kind of similar, the idea of starting early. Both areas, I think people tell you that the sooner you focus, start focusing on your health, the better you will be in your older years. And the same mantras, I think, hold for financial fitness as well. Start early is what all of our experts have been telling us across the many podcasts of the MoneyWise series. And yet, Dr. Mondgir, we see a lot of young people suffering from health issues. Is this a mindset thing that you're seeing? Are we unable to get people to understand age-old wisdom about the benefits of starting early in both these areas?
It's a very tricky thing. Yes, of course. We can teach our young brigade the benefits of physical health and financial health. Yeah. And I believe education remains the only medium by which we can guide them to stay healthy.
Right.
And regarding the physical health, we have been doing it for years together, and we have been able to do something about it. But regarding the financial literacy, I think your mutual fund companies and their association, they are doing a great job, and they are running a very informative campaign in the electronic media, which goes with the tagline, Mutual Fund Sahi Hai.
Right.
And these ads are endorsed by celebrities like Sachin Tendulkar and Mahendra Singh Dhoni. And these are the people who have a deep, deep connect with the youngsters. So I think these companies, they are doing a good job. Right. And I can also narrate a real life experience regarding this concept.
Right.
One of my friend who is a mutual fund industry veteran in the sense he's been there for almost 2 decades. And his daughter, who is almost 10 to 12 years old, she got admitted to a new school. I mean, they have a transferable job and they went to a new city and she went to a new school.
Right.
And when she was introducing herself, uske friends, they asked her, ki, aapke papa bete kya karte hain? Ya,
right.
Ya, aapke kya, what does your father do?
Right.
So he said, she said, ki, mere papa mutual fund company mein kaam karte hain.
Right.
And that came the reply from the other student, ye mutual fund wahi hai jo TV mein ads aati hai, mutual fund sahi hai.
Right.
So this is the kind of impact these ads are making into the minds of youngsters.
Right.
And I'm sure if we keep on doing these kind of ads, these kind of circulations, it will certainly creep into the young minds, and they will understand the importance of starting early. The importance of compounding, the importance of creating a corpus. I think I must compliment the mutual fund companies and the association regarding this association. Yeah.
Thank you for those kind words. I'm sure there's plenty of miles of ground to cover in that particular area, but I'm hoping even podcasts like this do their bit towards raising the awareness of people on financial independence and also wellness in many ways by clarifying doubts.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
If you've opened a new SIP account this year, you're in good company. Over 16 million new SIP accounts were opened in India between April and November 2022.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
One more question for you, Dr. Mondgir. You know, I'm sure you have in your own journey as an investor yourself, and that's one of the reasons why we found the best person in you to give us guidance on the connection between health and finances, really. Well, I'm sure some mantras have come to you or insights that have come to you that have guided you, that have been your Dhruv Tara or North Star as you've undertaken your financial independence journey. Would you be able to share some of those pieces of wisdom with our listeners?
First of all, I would like to convey to the people that investing is not a rocket science, as most of the people they tend to think.
Yeah.
All one needs to do is to be disciplined in his or her investing habits. And I feel in this regard, nothing comes close to mutual funds. They are one good instrument in which you can get discipline, diversification and asset allocation under the same roof.
Mm-hmm.
And the very popular systematic investment plans, which we call them SIP, It's a wonderful investing technique which instills discipline, balance and regularity in one's investing behavior, provided one is willing to invest for the long term.
Yes.
And one must also remember that there are no shortcuts to riches. You cannot become rich overnight. It has to be a slow and a gradual and a tedious process.
Yeah, just like physical health as well, right? I mean, you don't become physically fit overnight. You need it to have worked. You need to work on it, eat right from the beginning, exercise, all of the things. So I see the similarities over here with respect to financial independence journeys as well, Dr. Modgil. Is there a piece of advice that you receive perhaps from a mentor or someone influential in your life early on in your college days, perhaps, or when you were just about beginning to earn, or even if you were when you were a younger child, that has always stayed with you, Dr. Modgil?
Yes, my father used to guide me on investing, but sadly in those times equity cult was not there. And we were more hammered on the concepts of PPFs, recurring deposits, LICs, real estate.
Right.
And the equity cult and mutual fund cult, I think it came in early 90s and late 90s. And I, as an investor, I was introduced to mutual funds in 2006. Again, a friend of mine who was in the industry, he told me the nuances of mutual fund and the concept of SIP.
Right.
And since then, there has been no looking back for me. And I'm a regular SIP investor. And
yeah.
I'm doing for the last almost 16 years.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm enjoying the benefits of compounding also.
Wonderful.
And, yeah, and I intend to continue this mode of investing.
Yeah.
Because this model has been proven to be fail-proof over and over again. And I simply swear by this model and the product. And in the end, I can also say that mutual funds waqai hi sahi hain. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you so much for those words of advice and guidance, Dr. Modgil. And this is a perfect time of the year when we need such direction from people like yourselves. We are making resolutions about how we want 2023 to be better in terms of reaching our goals and personal goals and aspirations. And certainly looking at your finances can help you towards that. And thank you so much for being on this podcast, the MoneyWise podcast, Dr. Modgil.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sheetal.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.